Glad to be in God's house this evening. Glad to be here with you. Glad to have Sister Kim with us tonight and her daughters. So thankful for that. Do be much in prayer for those on our prayer request list. Lift them up in prayer if you would. Any spoken prayer requests tonight? We had Brother Max, friend of his wife had passed, and asked to remember them. Janice Duncan. Those that were traveling, to remember them in prayer as well. Any others tonight?
Debbie Cox has COVID and doesn't mind.
That. Anybody else? Yes. Kim's sister was she was telling us that her sister's house caught on fire and she was burnt and in Little Rock. So remember that in your prayers. That. Anyone else? Remember to keep praying for Sister Kenya's work schedule. Anybody else? Let's stand and go to the Lord in prayer and get right into your service. Father, tonight we thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy and grace. Thank you, dear God, for each and every one who's here. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be in your house. Lord, we can pray one for another, encourage and strengthen one another. Dear God, we pray. Lord, ask you tonight that you just to have your way. Dear God, show us, Lord, that which we need. Teach us, Father, that which we need to know. Dear God, help us to be a light for you, Father, we pray. Lord, I just ask you tonight that you would draw us close to thee, draw us close one to another. Lord, we ask you, Father, just touch these needs according to your plan, your will, and your purpose for their lives. Help us, Lord, to accept that. And dear God, we ask you now, Father, Lord, just help us in every way that we need, that we don't even know of. Be with those, Father, who are sick and unable to be with us. Speak to the hearts of those who choose not to come. Lord, we ask you tonight, just Father, speak one more time, please, this side of eternity for the lost. That God convict them, Lord, that they might be saved. And we'll give you glory, Father. We'll give you praise, Father, in Jesus' name. And amen. Amen. You may be seated this evening.
All right, go ahead and grab your blue book and turn to page 152, page 152.
Yes.
turn to page 256. Page 256. Go ahead and turn to page 183. Page 183. That doesn't sound right, but okay, you know. We'll go with it.
Every day.
flip over to page 180. Page 180. Have a special this evening. Anybody else?
in me. I'll never leave. Where you are, there I'll be. He's always been there, right by my side. He stood the test of time. My God has been faithful. He's always the same. Though I have failed him time and again, his love remains. He is unchanged. Though I may stumble and cause him much pain, he's always there when I call his name. My God is true. My God is able. My God is faithful. Just ask Abraham and Sarah, who were promised a child. When it seemed impossible, God gave them a smile. And then there was Daniel, who fervently prayed and found him to be true in a trial of faith. Three Hebrew boys who would not bow to the king who said, I see for now. They were not burned, and as they shouted that day, this is what they had to say. My God has been faithful. He's always the same. Though I have failed him time and again, his love remains. He is unchanged. Though I may stumble and cause him much pain, he's always there when I call his name. My God is true. My God is able. My God is faithful. Through joy and pain, sunshine and rain, my God is faithful. My God is faithful. My God is faithful.
Anybody else? If not, we got a few minutes here, and I got something on my mind. The Lord, I guess you could say, dealt with me about it, and so I'll share it. It's a way to kind of look at things. I've used this verse many, many, many times, and each time that I use it, it talks to me a little bit more. But I noticed something the other day, and when I did, it just kind of, I guess you can say, got me. And I said something, and then I realized that, you know, at times we do these things. But just for an encouraging fact tonight, I want us to understand something. Our life here and all that we do should be that reflects God, not us. God. If I'm a reflection of God, then God's getting the glory. Others will know that. And everything that I do then is not, may not be acceptable in the sight of men, but more importantly, will be acceptable in the sight of God. And you and I tonight, that's who we're supposed to be about pleasing. So if you got your Bibles, go with us. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Like I said, I use this a lot. But I want you to think about this evening. We'll go, Lord, in prayer, and I'll just read it, and then we'll get into it for just a few moments. Father, tonight, I thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you, dear God, for the blessings you give us. Lord, just ask that anointing touch be upon us this evening, that we'll magnify thee, praise thee, and worship thee. Dear God, I ask you to just draw us close to thee and one to another. We'll praise you, Father, and thank you in Jesus' name. And amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I want you to look at that very carefully there. Let your light, the responsibility for you and I to see that God is glorified before men, is to allow our light to shine before them. That is something that we do not because we want the accolades, but rather because we want God to be seen. That's so important. And I know tonight that there are times in my own life when I've done things and then I wondered why nobody said anything. And then the question was this, were they supposed to talk about me or were they supposed to talk about God? You stop to think about that for just a minute tonight. There are people all over this country, and I'll say this, there are preachers, so to say, all over this country who are trying to make a name for themselves, and they all like to be looked at, they all like to be praised, they all like to be lifted up and surrounded. But I wonder what would happen if men stopped talking about them and started talking only about God. Would they still do what they do? That's a good question for us all tonight. Think about it. If we would stop thinking of ourselves and start thinking solely about God, and we didn't get the praise of men, but we got the light shining of God in our lives, would we be better off? Absolutely. The whole reason that people have fallen into the traps and the sources that they have been is the Bible says that men become lovers of themselves. It was, what do I get out of this? What am I going to get from this? Instead of what will God be able to do with me? I thought about this on the way down this morning, and I was thinking about it. See, the old saying is that God does not call the qualified, but he qualifies the call. And I know this to be true, and that in my own life, I was not qualified, but God called me, and therefore God qualified me. And I've stood upon that many times in my life, in my ministry, when others would come and say, well, you're not doing such and such, or you're not preaching such and such. I tell them, point it out in the Bible that I have to do that, I'll change my ways. Or point it out in the Bible that what I'm saying is wrong, and I'll change that. And I've stood there, and I've stood on the Word of God because, see, here's the deal. I did not go to seminary. I'm not a theologian. I'm not a studier of Greek and Hebrew, but rather this. I just want to be a servant, a light for the Lord. Church, that's the goal and the purpose that every one of us should have, is letting our light shine before men that God is glorified. What's the purpose in what you do? Now remember, the Bible tells us in everything that we do for the glory of God. Not to be seen of men, but to be seen of God. And I say this tonight because I know this head on this shoulder sometimes gets kind of big. And I think, boy, look at what I did. Instead of taking time to say, look what God did through me and God did with me. Man, ain't God good. How much praise does God get from our lives? And how much praise should God get from our lives? What is it that God is wanting to do but he can't do because we don't let him do it because we're too busy thinking about ourselves? One of the things that I've been dealing with of late and thinking about of late is, what does God want to do with our church? I mean, after all, we look around and we see some things that are happening. One, I will say this. We've seen a soul saved last year, and we need to get hot water so we can baptize her. Okay? We need to get some. Not, she don't need to step off in cold water. She needs to step off in some warmer water. We need some hot water to have a baptism. Then the other thing I think about is this, is we've been blessed to have Brother Danny and his family start coming here. That's a blessing. And I ask myself, what does God want to do with us? We had a soul saved. We've got a family who started coming. And then I run into Sister Kim Cow today. Her family said she'd be here tonight, and she is. Now, you know how many folks I've run into that said they'd come by and see us and never come? But yet, here they are tonight, her and her girls. There was another family we run into on the way out of the store this afternoon, and we talked to them. They used to come here. They've got two little girls now as well. And I told them, please come. You know, they said, we need to come by. And it's amazing to me to think about this, that even though sometimes we don't think things will through, but if we'll stop for a moment to let God be glorified, God will do things for us. God will do things with us, and God will do things through us. On the way out this morning, Sister Pam told me about a song that she had marked in the songbook. And she said, she got it marked so I could look it up. And then she said, the song is Little as Much If God Is In It. And I said, I love that song. I know that song. Think about what the last part of it says. Labor not for wealth or for wealth or fame. Church, that's the truth. Our labor should not be wealth or fame, but for the glory of God. So when we look at the scripture, it says, let your light. There is a responsibility there to you and I that we are supposed to do something. We're supposed to let our light be that which is the reflection of God the Father, right? The moon does not have light. The moon reflects the light of the sun. You and I are supposed to be light reflectors of what? The sun. We don't have our own light, but we do have a reflector ability through reflecting the sun through Jesus Christ. But then the next part of that is before men. Don't just do it in silence. Don't just do it at home, but let it be done before men. Let me say this. It's easy to stand for God when you're standing in a room by yourself. It's a little different when you're standing in a room of people who oppose God. And this world is opposed to God, more so today than I've ever imagined in my life. And you stop to think about it and you say, well, Brother Ernie, really, are they? Yes, they are. Men do not even want to glorify God anymore. They don't talk about, look at what Jesus has done, look at what God's done, look at what God is doing. And if I'm not careful, and I'll say this, a lot of times we see stuff, we don't think about, hey, God did this and God did that. This afternoon, just to give you an idea of this is what God did. God worked this way. We got out of here earlier this afternoon after church than we have in weeks. Usually the girls like to stay around and they talk for a little while, and we'll get out of here by the time we put up. We'll get out of here about 1:45, 1:00 sometimes. And then we go to lunch and we get something and we get back here. Well, today we got out here early. And we decided instead of going to grab something somewhere else, we would go get something from Walmart. Try to stay on plan, so to say, for the diet, we thought. And we went to Walmart, and we got a little frustrated. I say this, I did. Because standing at the deli, waiting for them to slice some turkey breast, they waited on somebody who come in after me. And then they waited on somebody else who come in after me. And then they waited on us. And I thought, you know what? I even told them. I said, she's waiting on them. They come in after us. I'm next. And so I told Netta, she started slicing. I said, you want some tomatoes and some lettuce? Yeah. I said, I'll go grab those. I went and grabbed those, come back, and then we went through the store. We got the things that we needed to go with it, and we come checked out. Well, let me just say this. Because it took her longer to get to us, that's how we run into them. And because we run and visited with them instead of just saying, hi, you know, we got to hurry up and go back and eat lunch, you know. We visited for just a second. They're here tonight because they found out what time it was. And because of that, checking out then went real smooth. We just walked up to the next register open that was done. And on the way out the door, we run into the others. And you say, well, Brother Ernie, boy, there's a lot of coincidence going on. No, God had a purpose for us doing that today. God had a reason for slowing us down and speeding us up at the same. He sped us up here, slowed us down there, and had us in the right spots both times. See, that's what God is doing. And that's why I said for tonight, when I stop to think about it this, and I'm asking myself and I'm praying, what is it that God wants to do in our lives? If God tarries here through 2022, what is it God wants to do with me? What is it God wants to do with us? What is it God wants to do with my family? Your family? If we have one more year, what are we supposed to do with it? Well, I would say this, make sure that we do our best to make sure that others see God. The others see the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. Taking the opportunities to do the things that we need to do. He says that let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work, your good works. They're going to see what you're doing. And by the way, your works and my works are not good works if they're not God's works. Go through your Bible, read it. What does the Bible say? The young man came to the Lord. He said, good master, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus said, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. So if my works are going to be good, they have to be the works of God. They have to be the purpose of God, the plan of God. So he says, let them see your good works. That's God working in me, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know what? You ever thought about it this way? You do something and somebody comes up to you and says, boy, God is really working in your life. God just got glory for what you were doing. And in the same aspect, you just got the greatest compliment you could ever get. So you got complimented for the glory of God being in your life. For God doing something. And you could stop and you say, yeah, boy, he is. Or you could stop and say, thank you. I'm so glad God is using me. I am glad that God is using me. I want God to use me more. I want God to get all the glory for it, though. I want to make sure that this year that I stop worrying about who is patting me, instead who is praising him. We will stop and think on that this next year. And here's the deal. If you tune in on Wednesday night, you will see me, but I will not see you. Facebook don't work two ways. Sermon audio don't work two ways. Sometimes I can hear Sister Donifay because I've got her in my ear, but I don't get to hear you. But here's the deal. Whether I do or I don't, doesn't matter as long as God does. And what is God going to do with us? What is God going to do with you? What is God going to do with me? If we get one more year in this, I won't see you till next year. And here's the question, between now and then, are we going to ask God to give us the greatest 2022 that he could ever give us by allowing us to be lights for him in this lost and dying world? Are we going to praise him for the goodness that he has done for us in this year? We can say, well, Brother Ernie, it's been a terrible year. We've had this and we've had that and da, 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 da. Hey, listen to me. It may have been a circumstance that wasn't the greatest of years, but God being with us makes it a great year. Amen. And God being with us next year will make it a great year. But will we make it a great year for God? That's the real question. Where am I going to be with God as I go through this life? So if you go back there and look at this in verse 14, because I went through 16, but look what he says. You're the light of the world. You've got the responsibility, and yet you've got the privilege of being God's light in this world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Now here's the deal. Do we want to be hid? No, we don't. What have I been saying all these years? What have you been praying all these years? That God would shine his light upon us. We would be a reflection of God's light so that others would know that the light of God is here. And when people start getting further away from God, preachers stop preaching about God and his love, his mercy, his grace, but also his conviction and his judgment to come, and they really want somebody who preaches and teaches, and we believe in the King James Bible, they'll have a place to come. That's been our prayer. Some say, well, give up the traditions. I'm not following traditions. I'm following love. I'm following God's love. His commandments, He wants us to do these things. He said, neither do men. So for the city, we're on a hill, we cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that it giveth light unto the whole house. Every one of us shining our light for the Lord lighteth the house that we are in. Showeth others God in the place you're at. You and I rubbing off, so to say, on one another, helping one another to sustain the light of Christ in each of our lives, but also this, giving that light off so that others will see it. The purpose and plan for you and I tonight is to be a light in the darkened world, to be salt with seasoning, so it still has some taste. It still does some stuff. So just the simple thought tonight, and that. I didn't think about it when we come to service this evening, but this is the last service of this year in this building, unless something changes. So when I see you in 2022, if I see you in 2022, what will be our goal? What will be our purpose? What will be our plan? What will be our desire? And will we be praying about that all this week as we get ready to come to the next service? I want to tell you something, church. You start praying, the devil will start fighting against your prayer time. He'll start distracting you from prayers. I know that to be a fact. But I know this, the more I pray, the more I see the work of God in my life, the more I see the work of God in others' lives. I see Him doing things. And I want to see Him do more with us, with myself, with my wife and myself, with our family, with our church family, than what He's done. And He'll do it if we'll communicate with Him. And let Him. See, the responsibility is ours to allow God to have His way in our lives and work with us. He will do it. We just let Him. Stand with us tonight. Father, again, as we come before You, Lord, we're so grateful and so thankful, Father, for the love and mercy You give us. Lord, allowing us to be in Your house, allowing us to do the things that we do, dear God, that are for Your glory. Lord, we pray, protect us from the things that would distract us, and protect us, Father, that we would not do the things, dear God, that would distract others from You. Lord, we praise You for the prayers You've answered. We praise You, Father, for the opportunities You've provided. Praise You, dear God, for the folks You've sent our way, for the soul that was saved. God, and I know tonight, Father, I don't know that there wasn't any others saved. But God, we have one that comes on Sunday mornings. God, this time she can, and she's come, and she loves You, Lord. She's saved. God, maybe there's others that You're wanting to send our way. We was talking this afternoon. Maybe we're ready for a few more. God, we pray, Lord, if we're not, make us. Help us so that we can be ready. God, I know tonight, Father, we all have a desire for more folks to be saved. We have a desire for more folks to come. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, that You just have Your will. Do what it needs to be done, dear God, for Your name's sake, for Your plan and for Your purpose in our lives, in our homes, in our church. We ask You these things, dear God, in Christ's holy name. Amen. Amen. Anything?